Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of a scattered thunderstorm developing late tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. The Mount Pleasant Public Works employee struck by a car Monday afternoon has died. Police say 61-year-old Daniel Huck was injured when he was struck by a car driven by a 55-year-old woman from Mount Pleasant near the intersection of Green Bay Road and Shirley Avenue. Huck was marking utility locations along the median when he was struck. The accident remains under investigation. Huck had been employed by the village of Mount Pleasant for 22 years. A former Kenosha Unified student is suing the district in federal court with claims of repeated harassment by fellow classmates because he's gay and little help from administrators. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Guadalupe Paredes says that the harassment began in third grade at Edward Bain School of Language and Art, and it continued at Harborside Academy and then Reuther. By the time he got to Tremper High School, Paredes claims psychiatric treatment was needed. The lawsuit says he was told by school administrators at one point to simply avoid those who were giving him problems. There was an assignment also to a project with his chief antagonist involved. He refused it and got a 3-day suspension. The lawsuit says Paredes is seeking compensatory damages from the school district, as well as 5 either current or former administrators. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The public has a chance to see the design for the Wisconn Valley Science and Technology Research Park in Mount Pleasant in a new sneak peek video that's grabbing a lot of attention. A 4-minute video includes 3-dimensional visual imagery of what Foxconn is planning in areas 1, 2, and 3 of its new campus. You see the different buildings, the infrastructure, as well as landscaping, pathways, roads, and more. Even driverless cars are included. The Office of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says the video is a chance for the public to really understand what's being created on that 2,900-acre site. Tonight's 7 o'clock Racine Common Council meeting will be the first since the passing of veteran Alderman Ray DeHaan. A memorial is scheduled at the outset. The council's business agenda includes a recommendation from the Park and Rec Board to name the middle of West Park at the gazebo the Mark D. Gates Courtyard. And Council President Jason Meekma is seeking a city clerk's office presentation about election security with the new voting machines. United Way of Racine County has relocated offices in Burlington. After 9 years at 615 North Pine Street, the organization is now at an office building at 400 North Pine Street. The owner has a long-standing relationship with the United Way. Kenosha police say a 1-year-old toddler walked out of his home near 40th Street and 28th Avenue holding an open beer bottle as his mother and other children slept. It happened early in the morning with a resident reporting the boy wearing only a diaper. Officers were directed to a home with an open front door and confronted what reports say was an intoxicated woman. A relative was brought to the house to take care of the children, while police took care of the woman. New managers of the Boston store say 3 new stores will open in Metro Milwaukee this year, in addition to online access to name brand merchandise. 2 stores will open in the city, a 3rd in Brookfield. Bon-Ton, which owns the Boston store name, isn't saying just where the new stores will be or when they'll open, though in time for the holiday shopping season is a good bet. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.